Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff Ayin Ches, and Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Aloch Evav. We're starting Daf Ayin Zayin with base in the bottom, one line before the end. The Mishnah mentioned that someone who has Pirush Shvi's that he inherited, or he got it as a gift, so then there's a machlokes what to do with it. Rabbi Elazar says he has to give it to the people that can eat it, which depends on the machlokes, can you give the Pirush Shvi's to the poor or to the rich as well? Meaning you treat it as if this Peirush Shvi's became Hefker. And according to Rabbanon argued and says you can't just give it because people will have Teva Sano. They'll owe you a favor. And instead what you have to do is you have to sell it and then the money to get rid of the money. So now the Gemara brings, quotes as part of the Mishnah, Mishnah Peirush Shvi's, and Ophaloi, and the Gemara is going to explain two ways of how to understand what's exactly the case of these fruits. So the Gemara, Shimon Loki Shoyimer, Peirush Aveiro, he must face it. Our Mishnah is talking about fruits of Aveiro, meaning we talk about that the one who is bequeathing the fruits to this person, or the one who is gifting the fruits to the person, he did not get rid of the fruits at the time of the beer. These are Peirush of Isser, meaning Rabbanon were Machmir and Peirush Isser, that you're not allowed to enjoy them, and here this person inherited or was gifted these fruits. Says the Fein Chesamud Aleph. V'atanei amoitza Peirush Aveiro Osser Liga Behem. But we learned that if someone finds in the street fruits that were done with the Aveiro Shvi's, the original owner did not get rid of them in the right time. So then, also Liga Behem, you're not allowed to touch it. So why here can he touch it? Says the Gemara, Shani Mitzio, Shani Yishin, Nofulu Al Kochet. There's a difference. By Mitzio, the Mitzio, he finds it in the street. And the problem is that maybe someone's going to trick the system and try to get fruits that were done with an Aveiro. But here, he inherited these fruits, so he got it as a gift. It was almost forced into his rishus, so that's why the Rablozo holds you can keep it. Rabbi Yechon Amar, repairs had there, he must do. We're not talking about fruits of Shemitah that were done by Isser. We're not talking about fruits of Shemitah that the time of beer did not come yet. Nothing wrong was done with them. And then we have your machlekes, what can you do with these fruits? So the Gemara asks, but if we talk about payers that are heter, what's the issue? Why is the Blozo saying you have to give it to other people to eat? Why can't he eat it himself? Right now it's payers shvi's before the time of the beer. Says the Gemara, Blozo du shmutzi. Blozo comes from the Beis Shammai. He's one of the Beis Shammai Talmidim. And therefore what? Taninon, oichlim payers shvi's shaloi betoivo. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. We're using the gears to hear Reb Chaim. And the idea is, but Shammai hold that the fruits of Shemitah, you cannot give any favors with them. You can't give the fruit to somebody and say, oh, go take it, you owe me a favor. If you give the fruit to somebody else and he owes you a favor for that, that's an Isser according to Shammai. So therefore, he cannot go and enjoy it, because if he's going to enjoy it, he's going to owe a favor to the one who bequeathed the fruits to him, or the one who gave it to him as a gift. So therefore, you say, give it to somebody else. Says the Gemara, okay, Be'ado Rabbonin Mesvinin Lis. What is Rabbonin answering to Ablozer? She'ena Choyten Iskar. Ablozer in the Mishnah said you could give it to other people. Come Rabbonin and say, no, the Choyten Iskar, you have to sell it, and the money you should throw away. Says the Gemara, Be'shitoso Hishivu. Rabbonin answering Ablozer Lishitoso. Be'shitoso Shatoy Me'inosu Lo'echleim, She'ena Choyten Iskar. You say, give it to somebody else, but then that guy will owe you a favor. If you hold, you can't make favors with Peirush Shemitah. That's why the one who was gifted these fruits, he can't eat it. How can he give it to somebody else? They're also going to owe him a favor. So what he should do is, according to your Shita, sell the fruits, the guy doesn't owe you any favors, and then you take the money, throw it away, so you didn't benefit from it. That's the answer. Rabban to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, learns that these fruits that we're talking about in the Mishnah are Peirush Heter. Continues the Gemara, Mar Bibi, Oyu Rabbi Yosef Be'elin Kundasio Shel Chum Moisem Le'Amelach. So Rabbi Yosef is talking about these fruits called Kundasio. And these Kundasios are eaten by animals only, the Machal Behem. And when a person did not mafker them, did not do the beer like they're supposed to, so Rabbanon Regoizer, and any fruits he didn't do beer, they have to take the benefit of it and throw it to Yam HaMelech. And the Chiddush is, explains Reb Chaim, that even though these are Machal Behem, and I would think maybe you're not going to be a Goizer on them, Chiddush is, you are goyz if you didn't do the beer properly. The Gemara continues that Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Ramona Sholer of Chizkiyo. Ramona asks of Chizkiyo. Ma'u miyavlo kefunayin la'ashkelon. Again, using here Gyusar Reb Chaim. Can you take kefunayin, which is again machal behemo, some food which is machal behemo. Can you take it to Ashkelon, referring to the place in Ashkelon, which is Chutzlarts? Can I take these fruits of Shemitah and take it to Chutzlarts? You're not allowed to take food of Shemitah to Chutzlarts. But this is Machal Behema. Can Machal Behema can take it to Chutzlarts? So the word says similar to what we just said before. I'm really Asur. Even Machal Behema has the same Gdush of Shvis like a Machal of the Adam. Rav Chizkiyo have a coin b'shuka de Kisrin. Chizkiyo is standing in the market of Kisrin. Chamochad, he sees one, toin olol min isuro. He sees him picking up and carrying and doing a business with the fruits of Isser, which you're not allowed to do in Shemitah. And Reb Chaim explains, talking about Pierce Isser, that after the time of the beer, you can't injure them in any way. And this person is putting in, loading them up. He moved his face to the other side, so you won't see him doing the te'ino priko. You don't want to see him doing anything with it. In other words, the fact that he moved his face to the other side was a demonstration that he shows, I think what you're doing is usur. Kol kach lama, like one explains, why so much? So he's going to prove to everybody. Rabbi said, what he's doing is wrong. I can't tell him anything. That person probably did not listen. But I'm not looking what he's doing because I don't approve it. Has such a son. Just look at mother, what a son she has, that he knows what to do and how to give Musr and to teach the Olam what to do. And Shmuel Levi have a mafka the Talmide. Shmuel Levi told his Talmidim, Leitizbun liyerek elo min ginoso de Sisro. Can be vegetables only from the field of Sisro. Why is that so? So we learned this Gemara also in Meseches Mai. And the reason for this was because he was afraid that maybe the fields that belonged to other Goyim were stolen from Jews. And if they're stolen from Jews, they have Dusha Shviz, they have all the inyonim of the mitzvah at Luis Baritz. But he thought that the Gino of Sisro, the field of Sisro, that came from his father's forefathers, and it was always his. So he didn't steal it from Am Yisrael, and therefore does not have a Gdusha. Because he holds that Yesh Kinyan of Kehovim Lafkia, the Goy who buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, takes away, revokes all the Gdusha that it has. So Eliyahu came to the Talmud and he told him, go tell your Rebbe, this is not a real field of Sisro that he inherited from his forefathers. It belonged to a Jew, and he killed the Jew and stole from him. It's also a field of a Jew. You want to be machmer on yourself that you don't take fruits from a guy who owns a land because you think if he stole it, so it still retains the Kedusha. Ishtavu kechavroi. So treat this field like any other field. Meaning, this field is a stone like any other field. The same status that has fields of other goyim, it's this field. If you want to be machmir, not to take from fields of goyim because you assume that maybe they stole it and still retains the Kedusha, so you have to treat this field exactly the same way. Continues the Gemara, Oichel mi'isas shvis, someone who eats from the dough of shvis, he has to be mafresh challah. Mishnah chiddush was that even has a kedusha shviz is still obligated in challah. So once there's a story, Chabar Nosh of a choshid ashritosa. There was this person that he was choshud that he didn't keep shmita. Only he to say afkin chalos. He tells the woman, please take out the challah from here because I don't want to eat. I want to do a fresh challah. You're not careful with Shmito. That Omar Afkun Chalo, you take a Chalo, what's the difference? Why are you careful about Chalo, not about Shmito? Chalo is Midivar Toiro. Shviz Midam Gamliel Vechaveirov, meaning Shviz Vizmanazeh. According to these Shitas, why do we have Shmito in the time of we don't have Reis Amigdosh? It's only Din Derabonim, there's such a Shita, and that's why he held. So it's only Derabonim, so I'm not so Makbid in Shmito, but I am Makbid in Chalo. Chala, which is Eisu Deraisa, there is a Chiyu Misa, and Medera Bonan, this person felt it won't be such a terrible thing, even though we know that the Klal is that someone who's Oyevil Divya Chachamim, he Kashenu Nochosh, so the snake will come and bite him, which really is also a type of Miso, but this person did not realize it. And with this, we end the ninth prayer of Masechet Shviz, Hanroch Apigum Varivuzin, Hanroch Apigum Varivuzonin, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Ayin Ches.